Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
With my colleague Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. In the last week, intemperate remarks by the former president of the United States, Mr. Trump, about NATO. At the same time, an interview given by Vladimir Putin to a celebrity journalist in Moscow, mentioning Poland, mentioning Lithuania, mentioning how NATO is the adversary, mentioning Nazis. It was a display of what you'd have to say, the world as I see it, by the now candidate, one more time, president of Russia. However, inside all of this is the question of, after Ukraine, if there is such a moment, what about this confrontation with NATO? And we have this fresh story of a serious national security threat. Who knows what it is? But it's said to be part of the briefing by the national security advisor to the Gang of Eight in Congress within these next hours. Fine. It probably involves low Earth orbit. It probably involves satellites. It probably involves Starlink. We're only guessing. But I mention this because it is now, Anatole, no longer those broken Russian armor columns that couldn't overcome the resistance of the brave Ukrainians. It's a threat from space. Nuclear weapons are part of a story in space, how to take out satellites. But so is the fact that the Russians have leapfrogged into another technology. And then I get suspicious because that package that's tied up in Congress is linked to defense of Ukraine and defense of NATO. Are you suspicious that suddenly we have a new Russian threat?
Well, I am a bit, yes, about the timing, because, you know, I've been hearing from my own sources about the Russians developing this for years now as a potential. So, yeah, I mean, the question is why now? But I mean, I think two things need to be noted. One, on Putin's interview, he did say that Russia has no intention and no interest in attacking NATO directly. And that indeed is what every Russian official and most serious analysts have said. Because, I mean, why would they? what possible advantage could that bring them, given that they don't have the troops to do so, given that it would risk nuclear war, and given that, I mean, what on earth would they, even if they could conquer Poland, which they almost certainly can't, or the Baltic states, what would they do with them? I mean, the whole point about Ukraine is that they think of large parts of Ukraine as Russian, but nobody in Russia thinks of Poland as Russia. So that is something worth noting. The other thing is that the threat to American satellites is something that, I mean, on the one hand, it's natural for Russia to develop such a potential because American satellites played an absolutely key part in helping the Ukrainians during the war, identifying where Russian offensives were going to take place, where Russian military buildups, direct help to Ukrainian, you know, artillery and missile forces, direct help in sinking Russian ships, hitting Russian command posts, killing Russian generals.
We have 30 seconds, Anatole. Go ahead.
But an attack on an American satellite would also knock out a lot of other people's satellites, including the Chinese, and disrupt communications around the world. The Russians really do not want to annoy the Chinese in that way. So this, I think, is only a weapon that would be used as a last resort if Russia were losing. And at the moment, Russia is not losing.
Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. Politics in the presidential administration in Kyiv, politics in the presidential administration in Washington, the world turns. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Mack.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.